I don't know about you, but I've been tried all week. Man, it's like somebody threw me in a meat grinder. And the grinder was grinding, but it just wouldn't get the job done. It just kept stopping and restarting and stopping and restarting. And I'm crying out to God, Lord, you got to help me. My heart needs some help. My flesh needs some help. My mind needs some help. And God didn't say a thing.
Hallelujah.
I said, seems like, Lord, the only time you stick your neck out to say something to me when you want me to put mine out there. Amen.
Amen.
I have been tried. And I came in here this week and I sat on them steps. Right there, I sat on them steps. And I didn't care what was moving around in here with me, I wasn't moving. And you know, certain times of the season, we have little critters that decide they want to come in out the cold. And they have church with you. And I refuse to move, Pastor. I said, I'm going to sit here. And you know, a couple of times, you had lights out, you can almost hear everything.
Yeah.
A couple of times, I jumped because I thought something ran across my foot. Like, whoa, I ain't moving. I said, Lord, you're going to answer me today. I need to hear from you right now. I said, I'm going to sit here if I have to starve to death. He said, you're lying. You're not going to starve. He said, because as soon as your stomach pitch, you're going to go feed it. I said, now you want to talk to me. Now you want to correct me. Baby, please. It's like folks come out of the woodwork to try your patience and to work on your nerves. And to steal your joy in God. And you know what the funny thing about it is? They come where you don't expect them to come from. You're looking for your enemies. You're looking for your haters. You're looking for folks that's already persecuted you. You're always looking for folks that you know despise you. But you don't be looking for them to come out of your own house. When they come out of your own house, it hurts more than anything. I've been like a bumblebee around here. I've been buzzing everything that moved. Because I was affected by somebody else's attitude. It was. Oh, I had no goody two shoes. I was affected. I was upset. I was downright mad. Say, well, how mad were you, Pastor? I was mad enough to rip out their tongue and stick it between their toes. That's how mad I was. Because it just didn't seem fair that I had to go through what I was going through. Especially when you love people and you care for people and you look out for people and you pray for people and you stand for people and they cross you and throw you up under the bus. It ain't nothing about getting excited about getting stabbed in the chest. Y'all thought I was going to say back, didn't you? About getting stabbed in the chest because they are the ones that can get the closest to you. But I forgot a very word that God gave me and I did it the opposite way. God always says, don't take it personal. But baby, I took it personal. I took it as a personal attack, and I went there. I moved in, Elder Red Wine. God was trying to close the door on me, and I was squeezing through the door. You know how somebody's trying to close the door, and you pushing to get through? I was pushing to get through. and knew there was nothing on the other side but a bunch of trouble. I was trying to get through that door. And I finally come to my senses. And I had Brother Andy pray for me. I came to my senses. Sometimes we don't want to come to our senses. Amen. We want to do what we want to do.
Amen.
Because it'll seem like a big accomplishment if we get it done. But then we got to backtrack. Well, Lord, forgive me. Then you got to go find that person that wronged you, that you just wronged back, to forgive you. And I decided, you know what, I'm not going to back up. Oh yeah, I'm upset. I'm not happy about it. Not thrilled about it at all. And that's when God gave me Matthew, the 5th chapter, and the 43rd verse. Matthew 5 and 43. Don't worry, I won't keep you very long. And when I was reading, I said, Lord, I don't want to read that. That is not what I want to hear today. Don't want to hear that today. I have another plan. He said, your plan is whack. Your plan is going to make me have to come down and deal with you instead of them. That didn't sound good either. God said, you better get your act together. Don't you know the very word that you have in your spirit that you're trying to live by is the very thing that's going to come against you? Because if it can set, that's part of your foundation. If it can crack or disturb your foundation, then you're going to miss out on what God has for you. If you think about it, you've already been through too much hell to miss out on what God has for you. You've had trouble on every side. You don't want to miss out on what God has for you. So, as I was reading this, I said, well, when did you get this message? I was talking to Sister Rochelle back there. I was giving some paperwork for the food program, and I messed up my laptop because I was studying this other stuff, and I don't know what I did with the laptop. It was just stuff all over the place. I had to get Brother Andy to straighten it out. And then he straightened it out and he looked at it and go, well, it's at the beginning, you're on your own now. And he left me. But I had all kinds of stuff up. I had Hebrew and Greek and this book and that book and all around the screen. And then I said, oh, Lord, I've been studying this message for 3 days and now you're going to throw this one at me? We went back to silence again. Nothing. So, I said, okay, Lord. Ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. It's easy to hate. Amen. Especially when you figure out who is your enemy. Enemy is translated foe. Foe is somebody that's not for you, not with you, and pretend like they like you. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that, was it? Well, it's the truth. They pretend like they like you. They always smiling in your face, patting you on the back, telling you how great you are, telling you how beautiful, how great you look. All the time in the back of their mind, they saying, Brother Greg, you dirty dog. Because you got something they want. They don't know what it is. They don't know how to achieve it. Yeah. But they don't want you to go any further than you already gone. All right. Jesus said, now you done heard that you... Now that's what we were taught that when we were growing up. They hate you, hate them back. They hit you, hit them back harder. They won't hit you no more. They lied. They hate you, hate them harder. Can't nobody hate no more than you can. Wrong. She said, but I say unto you, love them.
Amen.
He said, but I say unto you, now you know this messed them up. Who do you think he is telling me to love my enemies? Love your enemies. Well, we can't do it in ourselves. We cannot do it in ourselves. I done tried it. It just don't work.
Amen.
I done tried to love him with my mind. Didn't work. Love him with my heart. Didn't work. Love him with my spirit. It didn't work. Don't even go to that other one. Didn't work either. Then I realized something. I think I understand what you're telling me, Lord, that I can love them if I hide myself in you. Because me, myself, I got enemies. But you don't have any. So you look at folks in a different light and with a greater understanding than I will ever be able to do. So that's why he was able to say, love thine enemies. You have to let the power of the Father love through you.
Amen.
But see, the problem with that is you have to figure out a way to align yourself with him.
Amen.
All these folks hating on you, despising you, talking about you, ridiculing you, laughing at you. God said love him. Elder Norm, I got set up yesterday. Been getting set up all week. And been so caught up in my own self that I couldn't see the setup and fell right into the pit. Somebody just absolutely just ripped my daughter's battery right out of her car. I mean, this, I don't know what they used. They just ripped it right out of the car. Evidently, they didn't want the battery because they destroyed the battery getting the battery out of the car. So evidently, it had to be somebody that was not very happy with her. It sounded like a disgruntled friend. So we got the car going, and she went to work. And when she come out, it died. It wouldn't start. So I'm like, she way out on 23 Mile Road someplace. So I'm thrilled about having to go out there. So yesterday I said, okay, Danny, let's go. Let's go check on your car. We're on our way out there, right? I'm already upset in my flesh over some things that's done transpired. Well, I drive up to these two young fellas in this car, this Mustang. Listen to me. We are all susceptible. I'm so engulfed in what I've been going through, that's all I see. So he sticks his head out the window, Brother Larry, and he laughs. I'm thinking I got it on my face or something. So I shake it off. He does it again. I say, Danny, what's he doing? Now, she don't even see it. Set up. She don't even see what's going on. She don't, can't see nothing. So I'm going to myself, let him do it again. Guess what? He did it again. This time he did it with a smirk. I looked up, I said, son, I'll pull up next to you and snatch you out of that car. And he smiled even the more. I said, Danny, did you see that? She said, what? Then I realized, you've been set up. You've been set up. Now with all the other mess you got going on, now you got to deal with this. That kid going on trying to figure that crazy old man. Now I'm riding, I'm going, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. You know how they throw up Hail Marys? Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. God said, I forgave you when I saw you was getting set up. I tried to warn you, but you were so caught up in what you was going through that you couldn't see beyond your nose. Guess what he became at that time? My foe. My enemy. Because he wasn't seeing what I wanted him to see. There's a lot of folks in your life don't see what you want them to see.
Amen.
Don't give me, I can go off now. I can absolutely go off. I might not cuss you out, but you're going to feel like I did. have to keep this mess under subjection. Because it wants to run amok. You ever heard of a ship running amok? And that's what God was telling me. Listen to me. Love thy enemies, bless them that curse you.
Amen.
You can't even count on both your hands how many people curse you. And I'm not talking about verbally either. There's a few of them too, but it's more that curse you in their minds than in their hearts.
Yeah.
And you know what the strange thing about it is? You always seem to know who it is, which makes your job even that much harder to deal with. Because all the time you said, I need to get with them. And God said, I'm going to get with you. Why are you going to get with me, God? They messing with me.
Amen.
He said, but yeah, if you do what you want to do, then you messing with me. I said, this is not fair. How many here look in the mirror and ask yourself, can I get a break?
Yeah.
When am I going to catch a break?
Amen.
And then God said, bless him. So you telling me, I'm just going to lose Sister Rochelle. She won't get upset. We? Okay. Sister Rochelle giving me the blues. Say, I can't use Brother Russell because he do. Say, Sister Rochelle giving me the blues. And I'm going, I am so sick of her. Sick of her. You can get so sick of people you hate to see them. Thinking about them giving you a headache.
Yeah.
And God said, that's too bad. Why? Because I want you to encourage her. I'm not going to encourage her. She ain't said nothing nice to me in the last 2 weeks. Why should God said, who you serving?
Come on. All right.
So I go up and I say, you know, Sister, I love you. You are so sweet. And now I'm minding my flesh because I'm saying, my mind says, why are you lying? But God is saying, if you look at her through my eyes, it's not a lie.
All right.
It's the truth. So God said, what you need to do, get yourself out the way and let me operate. You will find out that eventually, Sister Rochelle will say, you know what? Maybe he ain't as bad as they told me he was. Because most times you go on what somebody else done told you because there ain't very many people you really know. I got into fights when I was in high school based on what somebody told me, not because of what I knew. And half the time I got my rear end weak deep. Because God still don't like ugly.
Amen.
Let me close out. Despite and pray for them which despitefully the moment folks know and think that you're a Christian or you're a believer, they work on getting something from you. That's their job. That's the job that they have now. That's the job their God has given them. Sometimes their God may be Satan. Sometimes their job may be their bellies. But it's their God. And they're going to do what he wants them to do. And that's to interfere with your walk in God. But the word of God says, pray for them. Exhort them. Build them up. That persecute you. Use you and persecute you. Well, if they're using you, they already persecuting you. I like the way God just kind of throw words together. If they can find a way to use you, they persecute you. Half the folks in this room got somebody that's using them, abusing them in some way, form, or fashion. And because you're trying to do what's right that the word tells you to do, they think they're getting away with it. But they're not. They are not getting away with it. You have to remind yourself what the word of God says. Touch not When you love through the love of God, then it makes you the anointed.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And then it seems like God always puts some kind of condition on what he wants you to do. That you may be the children of your God. Like he said, if you don't do it, you're not my children. But you said you love everybody, God. Yeah, but if you don't do this, you limit your responsibilities. You limit your ability to serve me. I know y'all don't get it like that, but I have just been absolutely raw. You get tired and sick and tired of people. That disrespect you, disregard you, and refuse to honor the God that you honor. I know y'all don't get tired. I tease Sherry and Arnisa all the time. I said, if y'all ever let me go to Jamaica or Hawaii, I'm doing ministry there and I'm not coming back. How you gonna do ministry? I'm gonna lay on the beach. See the sunset? And see it go down. And tell folks Jesus is Lord. I will not have a cell phone. If you want me to get a message, send me a telegram. Because you get tired of all the foolishness, all the childishness. And it seems like the moment they sense that they have touched your flesh, it turns into a party. Oh well, God said, but that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good. So God is actually saying, you want to be my son, you have to realize this. It don't matter. My son manifests himself, arises on the good and the depraved. But then something hit me. If you saying that, you telling me that whoever it is persecuting me, listen, whoever it is harassing me, whoever it is hating me or hating on me or afflicting me, you mean tell me you got something to do with that God? Then you have to ask yourself, what was the last prayer you prayed? Folks praying to be preachers and teachers and evangelists and apostles and all kind of stuff, praying to raise the dead, praying to see blinded eyes open, deaf ears unstopped. I stopped praying that stuff. Lord, let me make it another day. Because when you pray that way, then God does this. His son, what? It rises on the evil and on the good. Then he does what? He sendeth rain on the just. Elijah, get yourself up from there. You ain't the only one serving me. You ain't the only one going through. You ain't the only one got a Jezebel in your life. Now, don't take it personal. Jezebel can be anything. But you ain't the only one that got one. Get yourself up. I got 7,000 that have not put their knee to the ground, whining and complaining because they can't make it through the persecution, through the aggravation, through the affliction, through the hatred. Get yourself up. He said, for if you love them which love you, what reward have you? We like to love people that love us back. It don't take no God to do that. You don't need God to love people you know love you, but you need him to love people you know hate you.
Yeah.
I used to pray, Lord, don't let me know they hate me. He answered me. Guess what he said? Right. Really? If I don't let you know, I can't get no glory from it. I get glory when you know that they hate you and you love them anyway. Then I'm exhorted. So maybe you ought to look at the people that's giving you a hard time in a different light or with a different mindset. So laugh at them, go, Lord, I guess you sent them, huh? So I guess this another one? Okay. So if you sent them, you can keep me too. And if you sent them to me, then it's something in me that they got to have. I realized that today when I was sitting right there. It's something they got to have that you have. And the only way they'll get it is if you fight not just through your feelings and your emotions, but you deal with theirs. My love is past your understanding. That's why sometimes you cannot love unless you first get the understanding that I love thee. Yea, I came with my love. Yea, I gave it unto thee. It is a gift that you cannot return. Yea, but you can only give it out to those. Some may hate you, some may love you, but I'm the great God that love all. Yea, even what they do, yea, I do not love, but yea, I love them because I died for them. And yea, I came, yea, I did not complain. I did not hang my head low, but I lifted it up unto the Father. And the Father gave me the understanding that I must die and that I must love all. And yea, that love is extended unto all. It is extended unto you and to everything that's living in this world. Yea, it must come by my love, said God. So lift up your hearts, yea, in the hard times. Lift up your hearts in the time of tribulation. Lift up your hearts, for you will find that I am in thee, and I am that love that shall carry you through. Yea, love thy neighbor. Yea, love him, and love thy enemy, said God. For yea, I am with thee, whithersoever thou be, whithersoever thou go. Yes.
And yea, I have given you the ability to do all things through my love, said God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, you can do all things through the love of God. Give me a second. Pastor Relevant was not supposed to bring forth that message. One of the elders was. And you want to know how you know who you are? Because it was burning in your spirit. You were about to explode, but you weren't going to say nothing because you're not sure. But God said if you open your mouth, he'll fill it. Amen. You know I'm finna close now because I'm not putting my glasses back on. For if he love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans do the same. And if you salute your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the publicans do so? That's just plainly saying that you greet why just greet the people you like? Why say hi to the people you like? I've been in that radio room over there. You can't see in there. I've seen folks that I know have a problem with each other, avoid each other. I've seen them go up the aisles, cut across to keep from having to speak to somebody. That ain't God. That is not God. Anybody can do that. It's easy to speak to people that you know like you, want to speak to you back. You have to speak to folks that you know really don't want to be bothered with you. There's folks I know don't want to be bothered with me, elders. I throw myself in their face. Hey, how you doing? And they look at me like, Like, you got a lot of nerve. Yeah, I sure do. How you doing? How are you? All they do is grunt. I don't know if you saw the guy that was laying up against the building. Now, he been there for two days. Well, yesterday I decided to say something to him. I said, how you doing? And he looked off this way. I said, he ain't gonna want to talk to me. So I stood there. I said, well, how you doing, sir? So I got ready to walk away, and I said, that ain't finna happen. I went around in front of him the way he was looking. I said, if you turn your head back the other way, I'm going the other way. So you might as well say hi, oh me, or bye. But you leaning up against this building, you gonna speak. And he looked at me and said, oh, he crazy. He crazier than I am. Hi, I'm all right. I go, good, that's all you had to say was that you all right. Bye. The little things you do will be a blessing to people. You're not going to live on our building and not going to speak. Only God knows where you use the restroom at. You're going to speak. Make folks speak. You don't have to do it nastily, but you can do it with the love of God. This is it. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. All that means is be mature. What it's saying is stop being children. Grow up. Just simply grow up. I done met some 70-year-old children. I sit there and listen to them, Brother Chad. They just whining. I'm like, how old is he? He's 71. I go, dear God, I hope I don't get something like that when I get to be 71. You get to be 71, you ought to appreciate your life. I'm 55 and I appreciate mine. Hallelujah. Everyone stand. And some folks that got on your... Thank you. Everybody that said it got one of them folk. They done got on your last nerve. They done... My mother used to say, we say, what's wrong with you, boy? They getting on my nerves. You too young to have nerves. When you get my age, then you'll know what a nerve is. I used to always say, how can I be too young to have nerves? I got nerves. Now I understand what she meant. Them nerves you got that's being afflicted now make you do crazy stuff. Make you want to get even. I was doing this questionnaire, and on the questionnaire they said, do you ever want to get even? I know they expected me to say no. I wrote down, yeah, I want to get even sometimes. Why lie about it? You done me wrong? Yeah, I would love to get even with you. But God says, no, you can't do it. He says, is there ever a time that you don't really want to talk to people? That's a trick question, right? That's a trick question. I go, yeah. I know they say, what kind of preacher is he? You have to realize who you are first and what you can do for God, and then you have to stand on it. Once you know who you are, then people will recognize you are. They done got on your last nerve. You need to come stand across this front. We're going to pray and believe God that God calm your nerve. It might just be that one. But that one is enough to afflict every other part of your body. Amen.